Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 1st March 1971. 1st March 1971. Babdada is saying, do you know how you will be able to attain success in your thoughts? What is the reason for any lack of success in your thoughts? You have many wasteful thoughts now. By having wasteful thoughts mixed in, you are not able to become powerful. You are then not able to attain success in the thoughts you create. There cannot be success in wasteful thoughts. So in order to attain success in thoughts, the main effort required is not to create wasteful thoughts, but to create which thoughts? Powerful thoughts. Do you understand? Samjha? You create a large creation and therefore you are not able to sustain it fully and use it for a task. Just as if you create a big laukic creation, you cannot make them worthy. In the same way, when you create your thoughts, you create many of them. The fewer thoughts you create, the more powerful they will be. The larger the creation of thoughts, the less powerful that creation will be. So what efforts do you have to make in order to attain success in your thoughts? Stop the creation of wasteful thoughts. Otherwise, nowadays a lot of time is wasted in creating a wasteful creation and sustaining it. Therefore, there is very little success in your thoughts and actions. This is the Avyakta Murli of 1st March 1971. So Baba is talking about thoughts in success in thoughts. And he is telling us success in thoughts. So if we create a triangle, yesterday also we created one triangle, today also. If this is powerful thought, there has to be three things. Here, pure, here, see, and here, self-respect. Baba said, he has given a laukic example. If suppose a man is there and he has a big family, it's very difficult to sustain that family. But if suppose a person is there and he has a small family, it is quite easier. He can sustain that family. In the similar manner, these thoughts, if you want powerful thoughts, you have to create less thoughts. The lesser the thought, the more powerful they are. The more is the quantity, they become less powerful. So how to create this powerful thoughts? That is the question. How to create powerful thoughts? It is actually the thoughts. Everything depends on thoughts. If our thoughts are weak, body is weak. Our thoughts are powerful, our body is powerful. Recently, last Sunday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, who will be called healthy, tandurust? Not the one whose body is healthy. No, that is not the definition of health. Health means your mind is healthy. Means you are in position of strong, powerful, pure, strong, positive thoughts. So, this is the question, how to create positive thoughts. Three things are very much necessary for creation of positive thoughts. First is, all pure thoughts are powerful thoughts. All pure thoughts are powerful thoughts. So, intense purity is necessary if you want to have powerful thoughts. Second, self-respect, soman. All thoughts of soman are powerful thoughts. And third thing is creativity. Even pure thought is there, but if you keep on repeating for a long time, it loses that flavor. You want creativity. So you have to work at these three levels. First is, if you want to create powerful thoughts, the first dimension is purity. The purer the thoughts, easier it is to control. The purer the thoughts, the more powerful they are. The impurer the thoughts, weaker they are, and the weaker we become. That's why, if you want to have powerful thoughts, first thing which we must focus on is purity. What are the things, all the factors that disturb our purity, all the factors that come and your purity is just thrown out? First understand them. What are the triggers for impurity? They could be anything. purity enters into thoughts, and even these thoughts are provoked by some triggers. Make a list of at least 7 triggers. Some trigger. The moment those triggers come, impure thoughts arises, impure feelings, impure passions arise. What are those triggers? Is it some poster? Is it some picture? Is it some photo? Is it some video? Is it some audio? Is it somebody's presence? Is it my body conscious vision? What is it? Is it some object? Because we are linked with objects. We are linked with places. We are linked with time. If suppose a person is there who has become Brahmin now and his past life is vicious, okay? Those who are on the path of family, Pravritti Marg, now they have become Brahmin, but previously they were vicious, they were indulging in all the sensual pleasures, and suddenly they have become Brahmin and now they have adopted purity and they are going on very well. But always be aware of triggers. There are certain objects, gifts, things, and with them those sensual memories are attached. The moment they will come, it is possible that those thoughts will re-arise. Reawakening of sensuality in the path of, in this life of spirituality. This is possible. That's why we see that people, they say that it is sort of cycle. One brother had met me yesterday. He said that I remain okay for 1 month. After 1 month, all of a sudden impure thoughts arise. Though I am following Srimad 100%, I am not seeing anything, watching anything, I am not reading anything which will flip these thoughts, but still they arise. From where? Because of the past bhog, past indulgence. Those memories are still there in dormant form in the subconscious, and they get a trigger and they come out. So first thing you have to do is to increase purity is to work on triggers. Make a list of triggers. Is it WhatsApp? Is it social media? Is it what? What it is? There has to be some trigger. And the moment trigger comes, you're gone. Then you cannot control. Then it is so difficult. So work on the triggers and block out all those triggers. Block all the triggers. Just as you block somebody's number, just as you put somebody on in reject list, somebody spam, you have to make a list of these triggers and just block them. Stop them once and for all, so that they cannot raise their ugly hood again. So, pure are the thoughts, the powerful they are. So work on purity. Second is Soman. Baba has told this time and again. But practicing Soman doesn't mean simple parrot-like repetition. I am great soul, I am great soul, I am great soul. This is not going to work. Though this is good compared to doing nothing, but still this is not going to work. Practice of Soman has to be very intelligent practice. It has to be done in solitude, in silence, and with deep reflection and thinking on what you are saying. Simply repeating things will not. I am Master Almighty Authority. I am Master Almighty Authority. I am Great Soul. This is fine, but imbibe it. Slowly, slowly think over it, even while practicing it. It should be slow, slow, so that it percolates, it enters into the grey matter, it enters into the subconscious mind. Practicing it at odd hours, when usually you do not, that might help. You are waiting for the bus, practice some Soman there. You are going in flight, practice some different Soman there. You are in the traffic, practice some Soman there. Practice of Soman has to be very deep, very intelligent, and as I said, third thing is here, creativity. Without creativity, you cannot become powerful. Because same commonplace things, same thing, repeating same things, they become boredom. That's why you need creativity everywhere. Creativity is needed everywhere. tell me at least 12 things where creativity is required. Yes. First of all, yoga. Your yoga should not be what you heard 10 years back. You heard the commentary, I am soul. I am child of supreme soul. I am peaceful soul. You are repeating the same yoga commentary. Every day yoga commentary should be different. Every day you have to have a new drill. Not harping on the same tune. Bring newness. Bring something new. What you will do if this happens? If this circumstance happens, for that you need to have specific drills for specific circumstances also. If you are traveling, if you are in train, if you are in local, if you are in flight, what drill I will do there? If I am in bus, what drill I have to do? If I have to go from here to Shantivan, what drill I have to do? When I am sitting in Diamond Hall, Baba has not come, how I am using that time? Yesterday Baba said, don't waste your time at all. Your time is precious. Newness in yoga, one. Second, you read newness in churning Murli. These are the 52 methods. Even they have become more now. They have become more now. These are the 52 different methods of, we can make them 100 soon. They already become more than this. But this is few months back what we did. So these are the different methods. They bring creativity. Otherwise, if you are taking the everyday going to the Murli class, writing the Murli in the same manner, you just get tired. Mind gets tired actually. Murli is for refreshing, but you get tired. Because you don't find any newness. The same thing every day. Father has come. He has come to make you pure from impure. He is the purifier. He is the liberator. You have to go to the land of happiness, the land of liberation. The destruction is in front of you. All these things we have heard times out of number. That's why creativity in knowledge. Second. Third. Explaining knowledge in service, in relating knowledge. You don't have to, suppose somebody tell you to give introduction of this institution. It's already fit. We use the same words. Can we devise a new methods of introducing this Vishwavidyalaya? Can we devise a new way, new method of telling others about this institution rather than going in that same way? Can we bring newness in the 7-day course? Rather than starting always from your soul and this second chapter, third chapter, can we keep the book aside and start course without book? Some newness. And what else, Manjubin? What newness you have to bring? Creativity in what things? First, knowledge. First, yoga. Then knowledge. Then relating knowledge. Then, what else? Tell me 12 things. Newness where? Newness in what? Newness, that is intoxication. Newness, churning is okay. Then what? Okay, this jnana itself, lot of bifurcations are there. First, this knowledge, first is the thinking. Thinking. Think, if a doctor reads this Murli, what he will understand? If an engineer reads this Murli, what he will understand? If an architect reads this Murli, what he will understand? If a president of India reads the same Murli, what he will understand? How he will interpret? Different methods. How different people will look at the same Murli? Okay, forget that. I am sitting here in Murli class. There is a brother who is in Madhuban from 40 years. How he is looking at Murli, what is his understanding and what is my understanding? There is a child who is gyan since day one now. What he is understanding? What could be his viewpoint? So understanding same thing and thinking what these different people might think about the same thing. To bring newness in listening, to bring newness in writing, to bring newness in thinking, to bring newness in planning, to bring newness in relating this knowledge, bring newness in understanding this knowledge. This is one way of looking at Murli. Now look at this Murli from the, what is the philosophical dimension of this Murli? What psychology is explained by Baba? Baba is a supreme psychologist. He is a supreme counseling. What counseling has Baba done in today's Murli? If suppose a newcomer has come and Baba is sitting as a counselor in his chamber, what counseling he has done to that child in this Murli? So what counseling, what psychology, what principle, what historical facts he is presenting today? What are the historical facts? What are the statistics he is talking of today? What is the mathematics, spiritual mathematics he is talking of? Is he, yesterday Baba said, cure of all the diseases is one, remembrance. He is a surgeon. Look at him like that. So what are the different relations? We have also made a list of 108 different relationships with Baba. This is a huge list. Take up one. Now, for example, you take him as a financial consultant. Sit in the Murli before with this forethought that today Baba is financial consultant. I am going to get some idea about how to manage my money. So at the end of Murli, some point will definitely come to you. You can take anything out of this, anything for that matter. He is the divine storyteller. Let me hear what story he is telling today. He is the storyteller. What divine story he is telling? Story is better than Aesop. Story is better than Panchatantras. What stories? What play he is talking about? What are his actors? What are his players? What he is talking about? So view Murli from different points of view. One more thing is in service. Brings creativity in service. Bring creativity in center. Bring creativity in decoration of center. Bring creativity in bhog, in food, in offering bhog. Bring creativity in talking with students. Bring creativity in going to different places and different way you narrate the same knowledge. So, when there is a creativity, you become powerful. Automatically new thoughts will arise in your mind. When you are practicing Soman, self-respect, your thoughts will become practical. And the more you practice purity, the more you work on purity, the more you work on all those triggers, all those slips, all those triggering points, stop them, block them, and automatically your mind will become pure and you will have pure thoughts. And that's why Baba said, then you will not have wasteful thoughts and you become powerful. Okay, so today work on these three things: creativity, self-respect and purity. Block out all the triggers, bringing creativity and Soman. Slowly, slowly, churning, going internal, within, explore the realm of inner world and their powers are hidden. Om Shanti.